in today's climate with the teacher shortages that we're experiencing, we look at this as a way that we can attract and retain quality staff. We've had inquiries from existing staff, both currently and in the past, and the board has not been willing to pursue it previously. But I think right now, with the kinds of shortages that we're experiencing, I mean, currently this year we have 5 open positions yet, and we're looking at every option we can to attract and retain the best staff possible.
And for a non-resident to bring a student to this district, you said the state sets that figure, a per capita figure of, I think, $8,800. So we're talking about some significant money for a kid that lives out of district that has a parent that teaches here, if they'd want to bring them. I mean, it's $8,800.
That's approximately the cost. The State Board of Education determines that cost on an annual basis and releases those numbers statewide. So every district has their own individual cost based on their expenditures. But in Mercer County, that's prohibitive for most of our employees. Well, the process begins with a hearing, and we would probably pursue that in January prior to our regularly scheduled meeting. Following that, we'd submit our application to the State Board of Education, which would either forward it to the General Assembly for approval or return it to us for changes.